With early voting starting tomorrow, there are 6 constitutional amendments on the ballot in North Carolina. Yesterday, we addressed 2 of those amendments dealing with judicial vacancies and appointments to the State Board of Elections. Today, we look at the other 4. One of the most controversial amendments would require voters to show a photo ID in state elections. WFAE's Steve Harrison is here to talk about these items. Steve, we've been down this road before with voter ID. What makes this time different?
So 5 years ago, the state passed a strict photo ID requirement, and it was used only twice, in the primaries in March and June 2016. Then a federal court struck it down that July. So as of now, North Carolina has no voter ID. You just have to state your name and address and sign the poll book. The National Conference of State Legislatures says it's one of 16 states that doesn't require any document to vote.
Well, so if the 2013 voter ID law was found to be unconstitutional, would anything be different this time?
So this is a case of if at first you don't succeed, try again. The GOP really wants voter ID. Here's what Robin Hayes, the chairman of the state's Republican Party, says about it.
If you're a voter and you cast a proper ballot, then I think it's only fair that it not be canceled by somebody who is ineligible to vote, voting and marking out or crossing out your ballot.
The federal court struck down North Carolina's law because it found the state targeted minority voters with, quote, surgical precision. And I think having a majority of voters say they want photo ID would, in theory, defuse that charge. That's what Republican leaders are counting on.
And what forms of photo ID would be okay if this does pass?
We don't know. This is a fill-in-the-blank amendment. If approved, voter ID would be in the state constitution, and then lawmakers would write in the details. Lawmakers could push for a, quote, strict photo ID similar to what Georgia has. Georgia requires a driver's license, passport, U.S. military ID, or a state-issued ID card. That's similar to what North Carolina had before the federal court struck down the law here. Or they could model the law after Florida, which has a less strict photo ID requirement. Florida lets voters use things like student IDs, a debit or credit card, or a neighborhood association ID.
And as for voter fraud, Steve, is it really a problem, and would this prevent it?
The State Board of Elections did an audit last year of the 2016 election. It found that 0.01% of votes shouldn't have been cast. That's 508 cases out of 4.8 million votes. That includes 41 non-citizens who voted. And almost all the 508 were felons voting, so photo ID wouldn't have really mattered in that instance. There were 2 cases of voter impersonation, which could have been prevented with photo ID. Hayes says that photo ID would have also stopped 41 non-citizens from voting, and that's possible. If you're a non-citizen, a North Carolina driver's license says that on the back.
And what about the other amendments on the ballot next month?
So there are 3 others. One says that says, quote, the right of people to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife is a valued part of the state's heritage and shall be forever preserved for the public good. It passed with bipartisan support, but some Democrats have complained it's unnecessary. The amendment is meant to ensure hunting and fishing will always be protected, but the amendment says those rights are still subject to laws from the General Assembly. So you still need a fishing license, for example. Then there's the Crime Victims Amendment, known as Marcy's Law, for North Carolina. She was a California woman killed by her former boyfriend 35 years ago. Its goal is to expand victims' rights, and supporters say it will make them co-equals and informs when an alleged perpetrator is let out of jail and of all future court proceedings. There's also an amendment that would lower the state income tax. The cap is now 10%, and the amendment would bring that down to 7%. But this won't give people a tax cut today, since the state income tax is a little under 5.5%.
And the Democratic Party opposes all of these amendments. Are Democrats unified in their opposition?
They are, mostly. The party's told people to vote no on all 6 amendments, and they have a slogan, Nix All 6. And last week, nearly 40 elected officials in the Triangle signed a letter opposing the amendments. They joined with the nonpartisan group Common Cause and said the photo ID amendment will have a devastating impact. Their main worry is that the photo ID will make it harder for people to vote.
What about in Charlotte? Are Democrats here speaking out?
Not really. Charlotte's the state's largest city, and it's overwhelmingly Democratic. I spoke to Mayor Vi Lyles about the voter ID amendment Friday when she was participating in a voter registration effort on Tryon Street.
I don't think the council will take a position. We are all going to go out in a way, and I believe that we're all advocates for our position individually, but the council will not take a position.
What about you as mayor? What do you think?
I am very concerned about the idea of voter ID and the suppression of the vote. We actually are out here today trying to encourage people to vote, to get registered, and when we start putting hurdles in the front of them, that makes it even more difficult.
One important thing to note is that Charlotte Democrats fear retaliation if they speak out too forcefully against Republicans in Raleigh. They still remember that the legislature tried to take control of the airport 5 years ago, and they still haven't forgotten the fight over HB2 in 2016.
All right, WFAE's Steve Harrison, thank you.
Thank you.
And for more information on the two constitutional amendments on judicial appointments and appointments to the State Board of Elections, go to WFAE.org.